Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 1944. The weather is wonderful, and I feel better. Almost every morning, I go up to the attic for some fresh air. We can open the window there and look out. This morning, Peter was up there too. He came over to where I was sitting on the floor. The two of us looked out at the blue sky, at the tree, and at the birds flying through the air. It was so beautiful that we couldn't speak. We stayed like this for a long time. How can I be sad when there is the sun and the sky? I asked myself. God wants us to be happy and to see the beauty of this world. It will help us in all our troubles. Sunday, the 27th of February, 1944. I think about Peter from morning to night. I dream about him and see his face when I wake up. I feel that Peter and I are not really very different, although we seem to be on the outside. We both have strong feelings inside, which are difficult to control. Neither of us feels that we have a mother. His mother isn't serious. Mine is interested in my life, but she doesn't understand me at all. Saturday, the 4th of March, 1944. This was the first Saturday for months that wasn't boring. It was because of Peter. I joined the French lesson that Father was giving him. I was in heaven, sitting on Father's chair, close to Peter. Afterwards, we talked together until lunchtime. Whenever I leave the room after a meal, Peter says, if no one else can hear him, "Goodbye, Anne. I'll see you later." Oh, I'm so happy. Perhaps he does love me. And it's so good to talk to him. Friday, the 10th of March, 1944. We have more troubles now. Meep is ill, and Mr. Clayman is still away from work with his bad stomach. Bep is trying to do everything on her own. Last night, somebody knocked on the wall next door while we were having dinner. We were very nervous all evening. The police have taken Mr. M away. He's the man who sells us potatoes, butter, and jam on the black market. It's terrible for him, and also for us. He has 5 young children and another baby coming.